This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, what do you guys want to know? The good or the bad?
What do you want to start with?
Well, great win. They're hard to come by. And that locker room, man, they kept playing, those guys, and the coaches kept coaching. Wasn't pretty at times. And so we'll learn. Got a lot to learn from this game, and it's always good that you can learn after a win and after a loss. Whenever you're trying to start a season as a coach, you know, it's important that you get that you can win a close one, and because it helps the buy-in, and got a lot of new faces in that locker room, and guys got a chance tonight to experience coming together as a team for the first time and experience Buffalo, city of winners, right? So great win for our team, great win for our community, and Bills Mafia overall. So couldn't be prouder, happy for Matt. Just joining us here and being able to do that. There's a lot that went into it before that, but just awesome to execute at that level with the game on the line.
We just talked to Matt about his week. What did you see out of him? I know you told us Friday that was the first day you were really seeing him kick. Just yeah. What was it like seeing him navigate the last, 72 yeah. hours or whatever it is?
Yeah, true. I mean, right away you could just tell that he's been in the league a long time. He's a true pro. Honestly, watching him Friday, you guys were there for part of it, but we were in red zone, and then I'd turn around and watch Matt kick, because that was his first time really kicking for us. So I could get a feel, we could get a feel for, you know, what his distance is. And then we stayed after a little bit to watch him again, and just again, trying to build familiarity with our kicker, right? So. It was a little bit windier then than it was tonight, so that was a little bit of a different environment, I'd call it. But Matt's a true pro. I think he may own the record. I'm not sure if, like, fourth quarter walk-off kicks to win a game. So don't quote me on that, but you may want to do some research. But I'm very confident in him when he went out there. I think just handling that situation overall. You guys are at practice. You see us handle some of those or rehearse some of those situations where we have to get the offense off and the field goal team on. I thought the coaches and the players led by Josh out there were very calm in handling that situation.
Sean, I know over there on the sidelines thinking the game's over at any point until it's 0-0-0. But does this one maybe, you're down 18 points with 4 minutes to go, does that fall in the improbable category at least?
God is good.
Especially with that opponent, right?
Yeah, glory to God, man. Glory to God. That's who deserves the credit first and foremost. Baltimore's got a great team, and they're very well coached. So we were fortunate to win it tonight. Maybe we'll see them again at some point. We have the utmost respect for them, their coaches, players, and their organization. So overall, again, just, you know, you learn from these – Again, it's good to get the win and be able to learn from it. A lot to clean up on in all three phases. So we go back to work in a few hours here and work on getting that cleaned up.
John, what do you see from Josh in terms of, in that fourth quarter especially, almost zero room for error? Mm-hmm. What did you see for him as he kind of orchestrated that comeback?
Extremely comfortable. And again, you guys watch us practice. We start every practice, at least two of the three practices that we get during the week, with 2 minutes. And he's extremely comfortable in those situations, and the result's the result. You know, I think, too, Josh, but also the rest of the guys around him are extremely comfortable in that situation. You know, so like when you practice it over and over and over again, you try and hit as many of those situations, different time on the clock, different amount of timeouts to put them – put our guys at practice under some stress. They don't like it sometimes. They get a little bit mad at me, but it's for a good reason. So I'll take that.
What about the way he operates, not necessarily on the field, but on the sideline during those moments?
How Josh operates?
Josh operates.
On the sideline?
Yeah, on the sideline. Just, he always seems to be this or this. He just kind of seems to be right in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what music he listens to that could play a part in it, you know. Sure, a lot of people would love to hear what's on his, you know, headphones or whatever they call them these days, AirPods. I have to ask my kids what they call those these days. Sony Walkman, you know. Josh's always been like that, though. He wants the ball in key moments of the game. That's what the great ones – that's their mindset. That's what they want. That's what they do. And he's never out of it in his mind. And, you know, shoot, it was fourth and, 15 or 16. And I'm actually trying to think, I'm going through it. I'm like, should I give him a shot right here? But I felt like there was still enough game left, you know. And defense stepped up, made three big stops, one takeaway down the stretch. And next thing you know, we're right there at the doorstep. And great throw to I think it was Joshua Palmer on the outside breaker that got us in range. We felt like we had to get inside or at least into the 45 window for Matt, and got actually a little bit closer there. So great calling, great play calling by Joe and Bobby down the stretch there as well, and being able to come in and coach Tapes and execute that extremely well. He's a veteran special teams coach and led by Reed and Brad with the hold there in the operation. So, it takes kind of, communication through that sequence of, I think it was Keon that had the catch. We hit the first down, they have three timeouts still, and we go bang, 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 and we're just trying to communicate. The headsets in those situations are not as easy as you'd think. We're trying to communicate what we want to do, how much time will be left if they take all three. And we run it three times like we did basically, and then what it's going to entail for us to actually kick it with 4 or 3 seconds left. So a lot of mental gymnastics. A similar situation happened earlier in a game this week before half, actually, on a quick switch out like that. Ours was not as quick, but was for a game winner with no timeouts there, certainly. So well executed.
Jonathan Palmer and Coleman, the first three quarters, maybe a little bit slower, but both of those guys stepped up in the fourth quarter and made big plays for you. What did you see from both of them?
Yeah, great to see. I mean, Keon, having the year, the offseason that he's had and the camp, you guys have been out of practice again. You've watched him develop. You've watched him grow. You've watched his approach, his maturity, right, this year, and the way he's developed. So credit to him. And the night that he had was big for us. And then Joshua Palmer, I call him Joshua to separate Josh and Joshua, but Joshua being new to us and new to our environment, he's really done a great job of, being him and adding his kind of spark to our offense, to our building and the way he handles himself, again, as a professional.
How does your view of the defense look? You won the game. That's different. But defense in general, 40 points, how do you –
It wasn't even close to what I would expect us to be able to get to. We've got some young guys out there, and those guys, you know, they want some of those plays back as well. And you know, but just fundamentally executing what we do, fundamentally being in your gap, fundamentally, and that's not just up front; it's the whole defense, and then fundamentally tackling better. That's where it starts. I thought they did a better job of just calming down late in the game. Even really, I think we got them into a third down and long, maybe the first third down after half, and then you know, we didn't execute well enough in that situation. So just. We can be better, but I do appreciate, I really do appreciate how they stuck together. And that's true of this whole team, right? So it wasn't going well. This is a really good team, really good opponent. We knew they were going to make some plays. And so you just got to stay with it. And that's the NFL. That's kind of life in the NFL, you know. So, but you better believe we're gonna grind this week and put in the hours to figure out how we need to improve and get things, you know, the goal is to improve each week. And so, but proud of the way the guys persevered.
You don't have forced fumble on your card, but what's your thought? You know, you have to have
that. Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, well, you punch at the ball. I mean, that's kind of four-minute defense. Not that it was, I believe it was under 4 minutes, or maybe that one wasn't, but the drive before where we got the fumble, I think, was just outside of that. And you know you have to play them what we call tight. You know you have to be ready to challenge them. I thought Bobby's play calling down the stretch was really on point. And the players executed. They were in their gaps. They played with violent hands. And I believe it was Ed that punched it out. And then we were swarming to the ball. So it's playing the defense we would have loved to have played early in the game, quite honestly. So. But I appreciate the way that the defensive staff adjusted and the players adjusted as well. So if they don't do what they did, we probably don't win the game. So, you know, you try and take the good, but also, you know, put the work in on the bad. And, you know, credit the guys. They played a complimentary, complimentary fashion down the stretch, you know. So it's good to see.
Sean, you mentioned Ed right there, not just the forced fumble, but he had a sack, had a few tackles for loss. Just what did you make of his overall performance?
Yeah, he played. He really did. He played big time and played big for us. And the sack and that play, and I mean, he's had a great start to the season. But even before that, came in very focused in training camp. Again, fun to watch players develop, mature, grow, and you know, he's been great for us day in and day out.
Sean, been a lot of games played in that stadium. Mm. This is the final, you know, season opener. Any thought of kind of like the magic surrounding?
Listen, this one will be one of those stories that are told for a long time, right? You know, growing up, me watching the Bills from Pennsylvania and watching that playoff game, you know, when, you know, you hear stories of people were trying to climb the fences to get back in, and they're saying, no, we actually opened gates. And so maybe some of that was happening tonight. You never know. But I'm sure people are going to wake up, some Buffalonians maybe, and maybe people just around the country and be like, well, wait, that happened, right? So I think people talk about it for a long time. We will live it tonight, but we have to move on. So.
Sean, Sal asked you about it a little bit ago. You got a coach until the end, right?
Yeah.
You're always trying to figure something out. Did you have a moment when you knew? Like, you felt confident we're going to get this?
I think when our defense got the takeaway, I think that was a big momentum, big momentum shift. Yeah, big momentum shift. And then when we got the ball, when we made that third down stop before they punted, I mean, that was a big stop right there. If they convert, that game's over. So I thought Bobby made a great call. Players executed, and that's a big call right there. You know, easier said than done. And we got the ball back, and plenty of time left. No timeouts. We're good. You know. So
it's tricky. Were you at all surprised that they didn't go for it? It was fourth and three.
I know.
So it's like,
yeah.
If they get it.
Yeah. It's. I mean, listen. You could. It's resulting, right? I know why Coach did what he did, and I respect him. You know, like, the day is long here. He's a great coach, and you know, you don't make it, you hand them the ball, hand us the ball, and basically almost in field goal range. So obviously he's a great coach, and you know, you never know until you're in that situation what you'd really do. So
when you kicked that last extra point, why did you do that instead of going for two?
Yeah, I wanted to make them play offense. You know, so earlier in the game we went for two. Earlier in the game when we had the penalty, we got the ball in the one, we went for two, didn't convert. I think we were down 15 prior to, went for two, knowing we're going to have to go for two at some point. Didn't get it again, so I just felt like our offense was tired. I felt like I wanted to make them play offense. Didn't want to put the game on that next play right there and end up working out, really. So they had to play offense, and we got the ball back. So.
Sean, you say you can enjoy this now and then go to tomorrow. How do you make sure you do that? How do you make sure that the guys get right back to what the next task at hand is?
Yeah, I mean, this is, as you guys know, it's a week-to-week league, and this is, again, where these new players, young players, how we handle success is important, right? And the next opponent is home resting, you know, right now. So, you know, we're up late at night, and we got to start by getting our rest and handling wins and success the right way, and making sure that we have truth-filled conversations, that it wasn't all the way it needed to be up to our standards. So that's the journey of a season. That's the journey of trying to, you know, move a team step by step in the right direction, and we have to embrace that growth mindset as we move forward here. Good. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.